Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
So the Pacific Media Watch Freedom Project is joined today on the Southern Cross by Radio 531 PI's Mabel Mueller. Mabel is of Tongan descent and is a former contributor for the Pacific Media Centre, producing stories on the 30th anniversary of the Rainbow Warrior bombing, the success of Pacific youth in higher education, and keeping Pacific cultures alive. How are you, Mabel?
I'm good, thank you, Kendall. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I just wanted to kick off our Talanoa about the election issues important to Pacifica youth by asking what are some of the issues you have picked up on in your work on the news team at Pacific Radio News?
As we know, Pacific people, there's a lot of disengagement, especially with politics, and so this election, it's been interesting to see the response from Pacific people, and a lot of the people that I've been out on the streets talking to, the biggest issues for them have been poverty and housing. Almost everyone that I've asked, you know, what issue do you want the next government to address immediately, is they've all answered poverty. You know, more money for poor people. One girl wanted more money for her school because they're a low decile school. And these are people that are working full-time. These are full-time working people. They're not just, you know, on benefit or, you know, dole bludgers, as they like to call them. But these are full-time working people with families, and they're still struggling. So, yeah, I guess poverty and housing, that's a really big one that I've heard from Pacific people.
Do you feel, you know, the party leaders have been engaging with New Zealand's Pacific community and picking up on these issues? I know a few parties have said that they wanted to, you know, end poverty and eliminate poverty, but is that message reaching the Pacific community?
I guess it is. You know, poverty's at a stage now where Pacific people are now taking interest in politics because they know that something needs to be done about it. So I guess it is, in a way, reaching them. In terms of the credibility of these MPs and the way they're reaching out, I mean, you know, it's an election year and this is the week of the election, so of course they'll be reaching out to Pacific people, but what I'm concerned about is, will they actually be actioning these promises and will they deliver for Pacific people as well as New Zealand as a whole, but mostly for people as a minority? Will they actually deliver on these promises that they've promised during this campaign time? So yes, they definitely have reached the Pacific community. In terms of whether they're going to follow through with the promises, I don't know. That's something that I question.
During TVNZ1's Young Voters Debate last week, candidates and MPs said youth mental health was the top issue for young voters. Would you say this view is shared by Pacifica voters?
Definitely, especially young Pacific voters. The older generation, maybe not for them, but for our young Pacific voters, mental health is definitely, you know, an issue that they're concerned about as well, and that they would like the next government to lessen as well. If this is a problem for the youth, generally the youth in New Zealand, how much more is it a problem for the minority Pacific youth and other ethnic groups? We both know that Pacific youth are quite heavily impacted by suicide, and there's some pretty high numbers and statistics for Pacific youth, and so it definitely proves that it is an election. I mean, it's an issue for our Pacific youth, definitely is.
And the Pacific is on the front lines of climate change, and Fiji is the president of COP23 in November. Jacinda Ardern has said climate change is the nuclear-free moment of our generation. Is climate change an issue for Pacific youth? And do you also feel that it's a really strong election issue?
I feel it's a really strong election issue, yes. I think more and more people are becoming aware of climate change being an issue. In terms of Pacific youth, I don't think they're as aware as we'd like them to be, or they should be, but it is starting. There are young Pacific people who are leading and bringing the awareness up, and so it's starting, but it's not where it should be, and definitely an issue for us because, you know, it's affecting the very people that live in our homeland. So one of the girls that I've spoken to, she just came back from the Solomon Islands, and, you know, she's seeing with her own eyes the effects of climate change and what it's doing to our people back in the islands, and so she's come back to New Zealand, and she's so determined to spread awareness and to bring our Pacific people on board with the conversation so that they can start coming up with solutions and just raising awareness so that Pacific youth are the ones leading this climate change action. I think it's important for us because it's obviously affecting us more than anyone else in the world. Yeah, I think it's important that we lead in that conversation, and it's starting to happen. It's not where it should be, but it's starting to happen, and I guess it should just go up from here. But depending on what the next government does, I really hope that it is something that they take on board, and they take on board seriously, so that, you know, more people are more aware of it.
The Green Party in particular has made a commitment to include in its immigration policy refugee status for people from the Pacific in regards to climate change. How significant is this acknowledgement that climate change refugees in the Pacific exist and they can come to New Zealand if the Greens does form a coalition government, of course?
I think great policy. I mean, the Pacific Islands really look up to countries like Australia and New Zealand, you know, being one of the main supporter nations. And so I think it's a great policy for me personally. When I saw it, I thought it's great that a party would acknowledge Pacific people. We have a big partnership with New Zealand and the other Pacific Islands. So yeah, I think that's a huge commitment that the Greens are making. I hope that whoever is in government, whether it's Greens or whoever it is, that they take that into consideration.
What would a free year of university education mean for Pacific youth? Labour has pledged to make the first year of post-secondary education free. Some political parties feel this might be unrealistic, and others are saying that it's going to open up, you know, university education to new sectors of New Zealand society. What are your thoughts, and do you agree with this?
It's a huge announcement, and you know, money is a big problem for Pacific people in New Zealand, only because most Pacific people have low-income jobs. So a lot of the time, the debt of university and tuition fees, it does serve as an obstacle for Pacific people who want to study. And so it's a big announcement in terms of it's going to help them out. I mean, that's 1 year free education, so it will definitely help us out. But I think someone mentioned, I spoke to someone before, and they mentioned, you know, most of our Pacific people aren't even getting to university in the first place, not even making university entrance. So I think Labour it would be more appropriate to invest in high school and help them reach, you know, university entrance to be going in, because there's not much use if it's through, it's a free year of education but not even making it into university and tertiary education. So, yeah.
And is there anything during this election campaign that has stuck out to you in terms of MPs and candidates engaging with the Pacific community? Any moments that have particularly stuck in your mind?
No specific moment, but, you know, just obviously this has been the most interesting election for me. Mm-hmm. I haven't lived through many, but it's been very interesting, and I've seen a lot of MPs reach out to Pacific people, and I think it's great. I mean, but what I'm more concerned about is, you know, it's all good that they're reaching out to them now, but will you still be reaching out to them, you know, for the next 3 years or when you're in government? So it's been great to see the interaction and the engagement with Pacific people, but it would be even greater if that was maintained and if they kept doing that throughout the years and not just when it's election time.
That was the Southern Cross.